What are some practices to deal with ill will going repetitively toward one object? There's a few things that one can do. I'm assuming the object is probably animate. So one of the reflections is that reflection on all beings are the owners of their karma, heirs to their karma, born of their karma, related to their karma, abide supported by their karma. Whatever they shall do for good or for ill, of that they will be the heir. So that if something has been very upsetting or conducive to ill will, and is directed toward a particular person, then that reflecting on that person, if they've done something actually really unskillfully, then they have to reap the fruits of their karma. Of course, the contemplation encompasses oneself as well, in the sense that we have to reap the karma of kind of soaking ourselves in ill will and repetitively reinforcing that kind of mental state, perspective, feeling, and that is shoring up the roots of suffering. So that's, to me, that's always been extremely useful in dealing with ill will, because there's a tendency when we have ill will to justify the rants that we get going, and then that somehow the object of our ill will is deserving of our aversion, and we justify that, and then we also overlook the fact that it actually, that we don't need to be doing anything just because we're upset and get wound up with ill will doesn't actually do anything to that person. It just affects us. Recollecting and paying attention to that. Trying to remember as this popped into my head or something. There's a teaching of Shantideva's in the guide to the Bodhisattva, and that something to the effect that if there's a solution to the problem, then why create difficulty around it? And then if there's not a solution to the problem, then why create difficulty around it? But somehow we get swept up in ill will, aversion, cranking out all sorts of views and opinions, ideas, neglect the fact that we're just cluttering up our minds and making ourselves miserable.